You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell. There are a few universal truths about living in Wisconsin. First of all, summer's always going to be short. It's going to be cold in the winter. And Green Bay Packers tickets are always going to be really hard to get. Isn't that right?
Well, maybe not so fast on that one. As we're seeing, there are still thousands of tickets available for this Sunday's playoff game against the San Francisco 49ers. And if they don't sell soon, a TV blackout could be imposed on the game, which seems like an unthinkable possibility in a Packer-obsessed state.
And that is the topic today of our Curious Wisconsin segment, and we would like to hear from you. What do you make about this news about tickets still being available for that playoff game in Green Bay? Are you planning on enduring the cold and going to the game? And if the game does get blacked out, what are you going to do with your Sunday instead? How are you going to see the game? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org, and we'll be taking your calls in just a few moments.
First, we're joined by Don Walker. He's a reporter and blogger at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he writes the Business of Sports blog. Don, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Well, it seems kind of crazy to think that thousands of tickets are still available to this game, but apparently that is the status right now. What's your reaction to all that?
Well, I am surprised as well. I heard your intro there talking about certainties in life in Wisconsin. we're going to have cold weather for sure this Sunday, but it is somewhat surprising that there are tickets available, especially for a playoff game, and there are a host of factors to help explain that.
So give us a couple of those factors. My guess is the cold weather has to be at least a major portion of that.
Yeah, I agree. That is clearly emerging as one of the other reasons why people are opting to stay home in their cozy den or living room to watch the game. Latest forecasts that I've seen call for a high of below 7 at 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon. That's barely an hour and a half after the game started. So weather is clearly a big deal. But a lot of fans, season ticket holders, are also loudly complaining about a new ticket policy that was announced at a very bad time, late November. You might recall it was shortly after the Detroit Lions had really cleaned out the Green Bay Packers 40-10. The Packers' playoff prospects looked pretty bleak. The new ticket policy that was announced to season ticket holders said, we'd like you to put money in advance to reserve playoff tickets, and if the Packers don't make the playoffs, we will apply that money to next year's season ticket package. Well, some season ticket holders simply reasoned there was no way the Packers were going to make the playoffs, and they were unwilling to commit that kind of money that late in the season toward playoff tickets, so it looks like they punted and decided not to go after that. That, of course, created an excess of available ticket inventory. As much as 40,000 seats were available by as recently as Monday morning. The Packers are picking away at that, but we're still reportedly at least 5,500 seats short of a sellout.
So what do you think is going to happen? Do you think there actually will be a blackout? Is the NFL bluffing by any chance here?
Well, I don't think they're bluffing, but I've been willing to stake whatever reputation I have, and that is I see it highly unlikely there would be a TV blackout. I think the Packers, and we should know within a moment or so today, whether the NFL grants the team an extension, giving them more time to sell tickets. Absent that, there's other options, I suppose. There could be a title sponsor at Lambeau Field who would agree to buy the remaining inventory, thereby ensuring a sellout and thereby ensuring that all of us who prefer to stay warm on Sunday can watch the game at home.
And a history lesson, if you would, why do we have such a thing as a television blackout anyway?
Well, it is a quite old rule imposed by the National Football League, and it was simply imposed in a day where they wanted to fill the stadium, and they felt it was important that the stadium be filled, and if it wasn't, then the fans be damned, and so you were unable to watch a game. And of course, those were the days, and I remember them well. People would drive 75 miles or more to find a bar, a tavern, or somebody else, some other television market, and watch the game. But most people seem to agree that in this digital era, it's an archaic rule that perhaps ought to end soon.
I got to say, you know, you mentioned the cold weather is a factor here. Isn't that what being a Packers fan is all about? You're hardy, you put on your snowsuit, you paint your face green, you put on your windbreaker, your parka.
Yeah, what happened to the ice bowl, for gosh sakes?
Exactly. Are we going soft?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I think perhaps we have gotten a little soft. I did a little research this afternoon. The game time temperature for the Ice Bowl on December 31st, 1967 was 13 below. I'm not even sure they had invented wind chill at the time. But more recently, a New York Giants playoff game at Lambeau Field, it was 3 below at game time and a wind chill of 24 below. Unfortunately, the Packers lost that game, but they had a full house. But I do think the advent of, you know, high-end televisions, high-definition televisions, people get a very good game experience at home. That's why you see the Packers and frankly, any other professional sports franchise market the game experience. They want people to come to the game, obviously, to spend money. And a big house is something that they're always shooting for. But, again, some people are choosing to stay home.
Well, Don, we know you have to go. Thanks so much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
Don Walker is a reporter and blogger at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
And we're taking your calls now at 1-800-642-1234. What do you think of the Packers blackout? Let's go to Joan first in Rudolph. Hi, Joan.
Hi, thanks. My comment is, I don't know if a lot of people know that the NFL League headquarters is a nonprofit organization, so another slap in the face is the American taxpayer gets to pay for, subsidize the NFL. They get all the profit for their $102 million CEO, whatever. And then the home people that subsidize the team, actually, which I believe they are taxed, but the NFL headquarters isn't taxed. They get a lot of the profit and all this thing, too. We subsidize them. We don't get to see the playoff game.
All right. So, Joan, thank you so much for calling up. Joan, hoping, obviously, like a lot of people, that the game will not be blacked out for various reasons there.
800-642-1234, if you'd like to weigh in on this. And we go to Viroqua now, and James is with us. Hi, James.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What do you think about all this Green Bay Packer empty seats available for the playoffs thing?
Well, you're gonna have to talk to a Seattleite. Not that I'm a Seattle Seahawks fan, but I've only lived in Wisconsin for about 6 years, so I find the whole fanaticism of the Packers pretty interesting. So I hope nobody remembers that playoff game where, well, whatever.
We remember it. Just trust me when I say that.
But, yeah, no, I like the Milwaukee reporter's commentary about, you know, there's a lot of ways, a lot of things to do on a Sunday afternoon as far as football goes, and the whole game experience is the marketing niche there, and you know, and you got a lot of things that they're fighting. Like, I don't know how many people are wanting to sit out -20 Fahrenheit or whatever, it'll be interesting to see if they don't sell out. I think it might be a trend of the future, to be honest with you. Like the previous comment of the previous caller was that, you know, it's kind of laughable that the NFL is a multi-million-dollar operation, and they don't really, well, they probably pay some taxes, but they're a nonprofit.
All right, James, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Milwaukee now, and Ted is with us. Hi, Ted.
Hello?
Hello, Ted, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I plan on watching the game. I'm not a Green Bay Packer fan. I grew up in Minnesota. But I love playoff football, and if there is a blackout, I will be watching the game on the internet, several peer-to-peer networks stream the game live, and you can watch pretty much any sporting event live by logging into any of the number of European peer-to-peer networks.
All right, a technical solution to that, and let's go to another phone call now.
Jim in Colfax, you're up, and we've got about 10 seconds. What do you think about it?
Thank you for taking the call. Boo to the non-Packer fan, and I absolutely look forward to getting nice and cold and huddling up with all those Packer fans in the stadium and just having a day I will never forget going to a playoff game.
All right, excellent, Jim. Thanks. We'll leave it on that note. That's doing it for our calls today. Thank you so much for calling us up and telling us what you think.